AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Folks are recovering now in Chicago, where several homes were damaged by a suspected tornado. WBBM-TV's Charlie DeMar is there.
Terrifying cell phone video shows debris swirling around a home in Elgin. You can see shingles and parts of homes caught in the powerful storm. Once that rain cleared, though, the cleanup began. Neighbors began to assess the extent of the damage. Trees were uprooted throughout this neighborhood in Elgin and tossed with ease on top of homes and cars.
Extreme heat is also spreading today. CBS's Jared Hill.
Cooling centers are being set up around Phoenix, Arizona. The city gearing up for its 14th straight day of temperatures at or above 110 degrees.
Even just a half hour in this heat can really change how our body's feeling, how we're performing.
The dangerously high temperatures are expected to spread to California next. Forecasters say LA County could hit up to 113 on Friday.
The Secret Service is done investigating how cocaine got into the White House, but we still don't know who did it. CBS's Nicole Skanka's in Washington.
No fingerprints could be found on the cocaine's packaging, and there was insufficient DNA for investigative comparisons, according to the agency.
A jury in Pittsburgh has ruled the man who shot up a synagogue, killing 11 people in 2018, is eligible for the death penalty. Jeff Finkelstein is with the Jewish Federation.
We are grateful for the jury's efforts to reach a just decision today. The Federation does not have a position on the death penalty, but this was an act of anti-Semitism, and the defendant deserves to answer for his crime.
President Biden was in Finland today talking Ukraine and Russia, and he gave reporters an update on getting American prisoners home.
I'm serious about prisoner exchange. I'm serious about doing all we can to free Americans from being illegally held in Russia or anywhere else for that matter. And that process is underway.
Women can get birth control without a prescription soon. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This will be the first daily non-prescription tablet for contraceptive use. The FDA says in a statement it will be an available option for millions of people. And it noted half of the 6 million pregnancies in the U.S. each year are unintended. This drug will be available at grocery stores and pharmacies as well as online.
That's not Bryan Adams, but the singer did not skip a beat when a fan rushed the stage at his show in Salt Lake City and grabbed the mic over the weekend. He stepped back and just let security swoop in. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Which Nature Valley camp are you in? Classic with oats and honey crunchy bars? Sweet with chocolate crunchy dipped granola squares? Or Camp Savory with new shockingly snackable savory nut crunch bars? Try them all to decide. Nature Valley.
Try Syntec High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil to help high mileage engines run better for longer. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artist just supporting artists in their own words.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two health systems are merging to expand services across three states. St. Luke's in Duluth, Minnesota, and Aspirus Health, based in Wausau, have signed a letter of intent. St. Luke's will affiliate with Aspirus Health to create a comprehensive healthcare system serving residents of northeastern Minnesota, northern and central Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The operation headquarters will be in Wausau and a corporate office in Duluth. The combined organization will operate 19 hospitals and 130 outpatient locations with nearly 1,400 team members. The 6-4 Rafters will take on the 4-6 Dock Spiders tonight at Witter Field. This is the start of a two-game series against Fond du Lac. Tonight's game starts at 6:05. Friday's game will start at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 79. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 60. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom. If I can say my own name, that'd be good. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, welcome into another afternoon edition across the state, around the world. Always glad to have you along. Call in number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Question we're going to ask you this hour. What line is it that you would be unwilling to cross on your job? What would make you stand up in whatever job you have and say, that's not right, and potentially put yourself out there to lose your job? What is that line for you? Maybe there isn't one. Maybe you're like, I need this job. There's probably nothing that my employer would say or do that would make me leave. But what is, if you have one, what is the line that you would not cross at your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Asking that question in this context on this issue that's been hot throughout the day, and we're going to spend a little time talking about it on our show, as Mr. Zommers points out, an important issue. Down in Waukesha, southeast Wisconsin, if you're not familiar, suburb of Milwaukee, where we have one of our stations, WAUK, the Shaw, down in Waukesha. Waukesha teacher who criticized the school district's Rainbowland song has been fired. This in a story by Alec Johnson in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Waukesha School Board has fired a Waukesha teacher who has publicly criticized the Waukesha School District's decision to ban the song Rainbowland from an elementary school concert. Board members voted 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple after a hearing at the district's Blair Administration Building on Wednesday. The hearing lasted almost 4 hours. Was held mostly in open session at Temple's request. After the hearing in open session, board members deliberated for over an hour and a half in closed session before returning to the open session to vote. The hearing came almost 2 months after the Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert recommended Temple be fired for a tweet criticizing the district's decision to ban the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton song, saying violated district policy. At the time, Temple was working as a first grade dual language teacher at Higher Elementary. After the hearing, Temple's attorney told the media that she and Temple were disappointed with the decision. Quote, this case is not about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. I think we are moving forward with next steps. And Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court, unquote. That according to her attorney. Here's a teacher, by all accounts, a great teacher, and was fired last night in a 9-0 vote in Waukesha because she had the audacity on her own time to put on social media that she disagreed with the Waukesha School District's decision to ban this innocuous song, Rainbow Land, by Dolly Parton, for goodness sake, and her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. I mean, with everything out there in the world that our kids can see and hear and read, you're going to go after an innocuous song about rainbows and getting along? The kids love the song. And the teacher had to say, well, we can't sing it now because they told me I can't do it. And we're disappointed. And they banned the song. So the teacher, on her own time, not in school, not on school property, not using school equipment, exercised the right that all of us have. It's called free speech. And had the audacity to say, I don't agree. And yet, the school board last night, 9-0, fired her for violating school board. Apparently, they say that she's supposed to go to her supervisor and say, ask permission to disagree with the school board publicly before she's allowed to do that. I mean, you want to, you know, the old saying, the chicken's coming home to roost? We got a whole hen house full of chickens down there at the school board in Waukesha. These are the chickens coming home to roost from Act 10 and the Scott Walker era, which basically broke the teachers' union, gave teachers virtually no rights in the state. And apparently, according to the Waukesha School Board, Act 10 also bans them from free speech and the First Amendment. I mean, you can disagree with policy, but my gosh, to take away someone's free speech rights on their own time, who do these Waukesha School Board people think they are? I mean, this isn't the Kremlin, for goodness sake. This isn't the Politburo. This isn't communist Warsaw. This isn't Berlin. This is Waukesha, Wisconsin, where I know there's a lot of fine people. But these people on this school board have got an axe to grind against teachers. And clearly, this is the Republican red meat crowd again going after something innocuous as rainbows, because apparently now in Waukesha, if you're a teacher there, you can't even wear a rainbow lapel pin or anything else to say that you might be in solidarity with a gay kid. To say, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side of the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Come on.
Making a difference in the world. Go ahead.
I won't give up or sleep away. It's the only thought I'm thinking of where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land.
That's the song. You understand? That's the song. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Great job of Mr. Zomers to dial that up on a dime. Awesome job. Thank you, Mr. Somers. That's the song we're talking about. You understand? This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Dollywood. Coats of many colors. You can go to every rural town. I don't care if it's a crossroads. You will not find a burg, I am confident, in the state of Wisconsin that you can play a Dolly Parton song. They're like, oh, Dolly. Oh. I mean, after... Here's the thing. After Betty White passed away, God rest her soul... Dolly Parton should be wrapped in bubble wrap with a 24/7 Secret Service detail. She is a national treasure, by golly. And she wrote this song with her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. It's about getting along, respecting one another. In other words, it might be a rainbow land. It might be a fantasy to think that way, that we can all get along, but it's something we aspire to, that we can live together in peace and harmony. And this teacher in Waukesha, God love her, Melissa Temple, chose this song for her grade school kids to sing. And some goofball on the Waukesha school board said, well, that's too pro-gay for me. And they banned the song. Told the teacher she couldn't use it. So the teacher, on her own time, took to Twitter and said she disagreed. And last night, for that, she was fired. What is the line that you would not cross? What's the line that you would stand up for in your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones in order of the call. First, we go up to Wausau. Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. We appreciate you listening and holding on, Kevin. Kevin in Wausau, what say you?
Well, what I say is that those nine members on the Waukesha School Board are brown shirts, and they're just waiting for their formal marching orders once their hair leader returns to power. Right. What I wouldn't do in my job, where I would draw the line, would be hunting down my neighbors and throwing them in death camps. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I think we talked about the Matt Flynn, who follows us, by the way, after 3 o'clock. He loves to say it. How does fascism creep in on little cat's feet? And he's still right. It's the little things, right?
It's the little things that lead to bigger things. Let's call these people what they are. They're brown shirts, and they're wannabe fascists. And if they get their way, they'll be full-blown fascists.
And the thing is that they're hiding behind this.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Recognizes the fact that people that are LGBTQ often are silenced in their sexuality, and teachers were silenced by not being able to wear pins, rainbow-colored pins, in honor of the Day of Silence back in, I think it was March. Obviously, this week, the big focus is on Melissa Temple. And, you know, as much as we talk about Rainbow Land and whether the song is appropriate or not, it's really about her First Amendment rights to speak her mind and to share something publicly that's of importance for the public to know. She was fired because of it. The school board has stripped classrooms of pride flags, of safe space signs. And it seems like, you know, one chip after another. It's not just one huge thing. It's all of these little chips are starting to add up to the board attempting to strip teachers of their First Amendment rights. And I'm knowledgeable enough. I'm part of a parent group here in Waukesha called the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. And we know of multiple teachers that have filed First Amendment claims with the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Department of Justice is looking into this. It's incumbent upon them to look into this stuff. And I would encourage teachers out there in Waukesha, wherever across the state of Wisconsin, if they feel like their First Amendment rights have been infringed, like Melissa Temple, that they need to go to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice and fill out a simple report that will let our federal government know that First Amendment rights are not being affirmed by the school district of Waukesha. Mm-hmm. And just because the Waukesha board creates the policy, that doesn't supersede the constitutional rights. And, you know, I know it's been across civic media today, but this is such an important thing that I felt compelled to call into Kristen's show, As Goes Wisconsin. I called into the noon show. I'm going to keep on calling in because people need to know that First Amendment rights are under assault in Waukesha.
Dave, I can't thank you enough for being with us throughout the day and taking this time and calling in educating. I love it because you're in Waukesha, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said you're part of a parents group, so I assume that you have a child in the Waukesha school district?
I've got two kids in Waukesha. I've got a 7-year-old, almost 8. She turns 8 next week. My oldest is going into middle school. She's 11. And, you know, Todd, here's the thing. I don't know what their sexuality is. I don't know who they're attracted to. But I know that if they were LGBTQ, I would not feel comfortable sending them to a Waukesha public school because I feel like they would be, I don't even know what the word is. They wouldn't be accepted or supported by the board is the main thing.
Well, I think, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Every student should feel comfortable being who they are, regardless of what their sex or sexuality is. Well, and I appreciate the people that are honest and open. I appreciate the fact that people that aren't comfortable being open about their sexuality because they know they'd be persecuted for it. And there are people in Waukesha. You mentioned the good people in Waukesha. There's a lot of good people in Waukesha willing to stand up for the rights of LGBTQ people. And we feel like that number is growing, and it's reflected in the majority of people who elected Judge Janet this last spring. I mean, she won the city of Waukesha, right?
Right, exactly.
So there's momentum here, Todd, for sure.
I love this call because it's not a consultant. It's not somebody from outside the town. It's somebody who lives there, who works there, who has kids in the school system. And these are exactly the kind of calls and perspective we need to keep in mind. And to your point, I'll say it again, we in the media should not be painting with a broad brush. I know that's getting a lot of national attention, as it should be. But again, I'm fearful that it's going to paint the entire city of Waukesha as some, you know, right-wing racist community. And there may be, not necessarily racist, but homophobic or right-wing authoritarian type of community. And there may be people on the school board and others who feel that way. But this is not the entire community of Waukesha, number one. And I think that's important to keep in perspective. Number two, you bring up this whole thing with banning rainbow lanyards and pins and whatnot. Here's the question. I'm a longtime United Methodist, all right? And about this time of year, you'd have Vacation Bible School. And one of the stories that's taught in Vacation Bible School is Noah's Ark. And for those of you who might not be familiar, it's the 2x2, the animals go in the ark, the world gets flooded, Noah and his family and the animals get saved, and God creates a first rainbow as a promise that that sort of thing will never happen again, and as a trust between man and God. And in Vacation Bible School, kids paint rainbows with finger paint and everything else, and they take them home. And sometimes they make rainbow shirts at Vacation Bible School and then wear them to church. Is the Waukesha School Board prepared to ban Vacation Bible School rainbow Noah's Ark shirts in the Waukesha public school system?
So here's a really crazy story, Todd. I was in a meeting with a group of parents from around the school district of Waukesha back in February. And I had an opportunity to meet with the superintendent, Jim Siebert. And I asked him, you know, they keep focusing on whatever political, controversial, or divisive. Those are the words that they keep using. And I asked, you know, what are these really about? And he said, well, it's really about getting rainbow-type stuff out of the classroom. And
I mean, I laugh because it's so ridiculous.
It is. But here's the thing. I was lucky enough to record it that night because I was trying to keep notes. And I recorded it, and I gave it to the Journal Sentinel. You know, the Washington Post today has a big write-up on what's happening with Melissa Temple and across the school district of Waukesha. And they have got that quote as well. And the absurdity that comes from around the country, we keep hearing from people who are like, I can't even believe this is happening. For the people that live in Waukesha, we can totally believe this is happening because we know the people in charge.
It's really sad. I mean, it's laughable because it's so ridiculous, but it's sad for folks like you and your kids who have to endure this kind of Neanderthal type of behavior, in my opinion. I mean, to go after getting rainbows out of the classroom, I mean, what's next? What is next?
But that's the question, Todd, and I think that's why we're drawing a line in the sand with rainbows, because we're fearful about what's next.
Yeah. Dave, you're doing great work. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us. David Waukesha, kids in the Waukesha School District. Thank you so much. Stay with us. More calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 5-4.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, has an update on the drought in our area.
Drought conditions have worsened in the southern portions of Wood and Portage counties over the past week, from Babcock to Nacusa, north into Coddington, and eastward into Wapaka, currently in a severe drought, along with 33% of the state enduring these same conditions. However, it's much worse to the south. Once you hit the Dells, they are in an extreme drought. Wisconsin Rapids area has only received just over a quarter of an inch so far this month. April was a wet one with over 4 inches, while May, June, and July combined has only put down that same amount of just over 4 inches. This area is currently nearing 4 inches below average rainfall for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Raptors play the Dock Spiders at Witter Field tonight. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine, so we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 79. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 60. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 86. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
All right, disagree with what happened at work. How many times, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, do people gripe about work? Ah, such and such happened, really ticking me off. Long day at work. Had people complaining at work to me. Happens multiple million times every day. And why can we do that and not get fired? Because there's something called the First Amendment. Now, if you work for the Department of Justice and you're an attorney, you can't go and talk about your client in public, right? If you're a physician or a nurse, you can't go, well, yeah, we had this one person come into the office today, had a really nasty infection. Let me tell you about it. You can't do that. Or at least you can't disclose the person's name, right? Because there's HIPAA laws. So people are asking how a teacher could get fired for doing this. Where I've heard it on a couple other shows today. And we've been covering it across all of our programs on Civic Media pretty much today. Someone said, where's the union? Where's the teachers union? I'll tell you where they're at. I had a front row seat in 2011 at the state capitol when Scott Walker and the Republicans abolished it for all intent and purposes. When they pushed through and got Act 10. And at the time, I was working for my former boss, Republican State Senator, Senator Dale Schultz. The only Republican to vote on the state Senate. Only Republican to vote against Act 10. And you say, well, he was just a rhino. Let me tell you a little something about Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz had like a 97.5% voting record with Republicans. This is no squishy liberal here, all right? Dale Schultz in 1994, when I ran his reelection campaign, was the number one target of Democrats in this state because he supported something called the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer, which basically said that teachers' raises had to maintain, could not exceed the rate of inflation. I mean, isn't that a novel idea, right? And the teachers' union, WEAC, went after Dale, and he survived it. So this is not some squishy liberal, you understand. But his wife is a longtime teacher, business administrator, district superintendent. He understands education. And he said, if we pass Act 10, we are dividing in this state in between the haves and the have-nots. And we are going to create a two-tier class public education system. That was in 2011 when he voted against it. And in 2023, the chickens have come home to roost, and you are seeing the fruit of Scott Walker and the Republican state legislature's labors. This is what they set up to make sure that people like Melissa Temple didn't have a voice. And now they've taken it so far as to attempt to strip her of her constitutional rights of free speech outside the classroom. It should be a national story. And now we have Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the system, who's talked to the district superintendent down here, James Siebert. And this guy seems like a real piece of work. Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert, who apparently told Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the district, that this whole thing is about getting rainbows out of classrooms.
Rainbow stuff, I think the exact words.
Thank you. You can't have any of that rainbow stuff. I mean, goodness gracious. Rainbow stuff. I mean, if he said that, I'm taking David his word because apparently the Washington Post has heard it and picked it up. If this James Siebert dude said that, I mean, he's a complete crackpot. I mean, come on. I mean, so Superintendent Siebert of Waukesha You mean to tell me that you are now going to put monitors in the art rooms of your art teachers in the Waukesha School District? Because we can't have any kids drawing rainbows in art class. Apparently, if a kid comes back to school in the fall and they made themselves a rainbow t-shirt in vacation Bible school talking about Noah's Ark, can't have a rainbow in the class, got to get rid of those rainbows. Are people in Waukesha, is the conservative right, are the right-wing Republicans in Waukesha, are they going into churches and are they taking out rainbows? That's what I want to know. I can't say it without laughing. I mean, is this where we're at?
Are we going to have to go into, like, first graders' boxes of crayons and change the order of the colors?
Right. Well, what about lunchboxes?
Oh, man. Hello Kitty lunchbox with a rainbow on it.
Hello,
you're going
Kitty.
To hell.
Hello,
oh,
Kitty. Hello, hello. Hello, Kitty. Kitty, 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 Kitty. I mean, you can't have rainbow lunchboxes in Waukesha. I mean, under the Waukesha School District theory, I mean, if you got a dude that brings in a lunchbox with a rainbow, you'll come in a pair of pants and you'll go out in a skirt. I mean, apparently that's what they think. I mean, I hope that the Waukesha School District, I hope the voters in Waukesha understand both how dangerous this is and also how much they've made a laughingstock of the entire Waukesha School District.
And even the state.
A laughingstock. Yes.
Like, now that it's national, people are going to be like, what the heck is going on over there?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Here, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Somebody from Waukesha, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, says this. Are they going to ban prisms? That's a great question. I remember in grade school, middle school science, they gave us prisms, right, to look through. That's a great question for James Siebert, Waukesha School District Superintendent. Are you going to get rid of prisms? Because they create rainbows. Another listener in Lake Geneva, listening to us on WAUK, and beautiful, by the way, beautiful Lake Geneva, right? Said, also, my 5-year-old granddaughter sang the song to me, and I loved it. Signed, Judy in East Troy. Let's dial up. Have you still got that up?
Let's hear I can.
All right, whatever you have. Yeah, let's just. I want people to understand, because I think people are like, well, I'm sure it must be a terrible song. This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Here it is. Here's the song, Rainbow Land. This should play in everywhere across Waukesha. I wanted a Waukesha station to put speakers outside of Main Street. Play this 24/7. Here, let's listen. It's the only thought I'm thinking of where I stand. 2, 3, 4.
I believe we can.
Where at?
Living in a
rainbow land. Yeehaw! There you go.
Living in a rainbow land where you and I go hand in hand. I belong.
The pep band at Waukesha High School should play this. I want the choir, the pep band, every church choir in Waukesha singing Rainbow Land. Next year when they have the parade down there, I want civic media singing Rainbow Land. You understand? I want rainbow flags. I want rainbow bouquets of flowers. Everywhere. This is fantastic. This made my day.
The song.
I mean, right? It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's literally just like, hey, man, we could do so much better if we all just get along.
Right. Exactly. 844-967-2789. What say you? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. We have to be a little bit lighthearted about it, because otherwise I'm going to pop a cork. I think we all know how painful that can be. But it's unconscionable to me. As someone who sat on a small town city council, as someone who sat on a church administrative board, a United Methodist board, someone who was on student council, if you've ever been on any form of an elected body at all, how you could fire someone for having the audacity to speak out on their own time after being told you can't play that song or you can't have your kids sing that song in a choir.
Especially when it's something so ludicrous. It's just like, no, you can't do this song. And they're like, I don't like that decision. Canned.
I know. All right, let's move on to something else here. Calm down, Todd. Take a pill. Well, I don't mind if I do. Here's this. We teased this. Bidenomics. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, the day before. Good news on the economy. A new report shows that inflation has slowed dramatically, dropping back to about 3%, the rate of March 2021, while the jobs market remains strong. Wages are rising faster than inflation, according to Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. A respected publication, Moody's Analytics, says the report suggests that the sharp inflation of the past 16 months was, in fact, a result of supply shocks from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It turns out that the truth completely contradicts the consistent lies from Republicans that inflation resulted from excessive spending. Been hearing that a lot lately. Well, it's the spending. Turns out, according to a nonpartisan group, Moody's Analytics, it was from the shock of the pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Other advanced economies continued to struggle with high inflation, and observers noted that U.S. inflation began to fall just after the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin summed up the day's news when she tweeted this, quote, 3% inflation, NATO growing and more solid than ever, huge investment in tech and infrastructure, and Republicans screeching about Hunter Biden's laptop and defunding the FBI. Simply pathetic. There you go. I like that. A little good news. See, we want to bring this, not always ranting and bad news. There is some good news for all of us. The economy is, in fact, doing better. We're going to come back. Mr. Zomers has a bonus board game. Not a bonus, but we're doing board game of the week today rather than on Friday because Mr. Zomers is taking a well-deserved day off yesterday. You're literally, can I say it, where you're going? Is it okay?
I'm going up north. That's not very specific.
You're going fishing.
Yes.
I mean, that's fantastic. If anybody deserves to take a day of fishing, it's you right now, working quadruple overtime right now. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to come in someday. I'm going to discover that Aaron Zomers is actually an AI chatbot.
Maybe that's how I got Rainbow Land up so fast earlier.
It was already like, in your hard drive.
When I had it up for that earlier song, he asked me, there were like 10 seconds, and I just lucked out.
It was
out.
Super fast.
It was lucky.
Well, it was more than that. It was good with skill. You understand? That's what you want in a producer, fine skill. So we'll come back. We're going to have a little bit of a board game of the week, and also we'll end today, appropriately enough, with a cheap thrill. And there's nothing I like better than a cheap thrill. I'm not a high class, expensive kind of dude. I enjoy a good cheap thrill. So we'll explain that. We'll end the show with a cheap thrill. We'll have a board game of the week, and we'll prepare for our friend Matt Flynn and Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the 3 o'clock hour. And of course, if you want to call in, your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Board game of the week. Mr. Zomers, not going to want to miss it on the other side of the Todd Hubbell Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. It is now coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct with our friend and colleague Matt Flynn. You're not going to want to miss it. An attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, insight like no other. And here's the thing about Matt. He tells it straight like it is. One of the many great things about Matt Flynn, he just doesn't care. I mean, in terms of, he doesn't care if he ticks you off or not. He's just going to tell it to you the way it is. You understand? As we said at one of our retreats, hey, we've seen some stuff. So don't miss it. Matt Flynn Direct, an attorney. He's going to put all this into legal perspective for you. Matt Flynn Direct after the news at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, then, it is never politics. It's never personal. It's only politics. Get it right, Todd. It is Crudy and Dom and the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Great show today, I'm sure. At 6 o'clock, another attorney. We are plumb chuck full of attorneys in the afternoon. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Another great program. 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with another edition of Native Roots Radio. Want to get this in quick. Appreciate the text line. This from Lake Geneva. Judy in Lake Geneva said, quote, "Listen almost every day. Learning and debating is what I learned in school. May it continue for our kids' future. Love your program. Thanks, Todd." Judy in East Troy. We love you, Judy. Thank you so much for shouting out and giving us a shout out there from beautiful Lake Geneva and East Troy area. Let me see here. Also, someone said from Milwaukee, "Got to think Ms. Temple will have plenty of employment opportunities." So there you go. Also talking about this situation in Waukesha with Melissa Temple. We salute her. We thank her for her work. And yes, I think she will have many job opportunities and probably some good lawyers helping her out as well. It is now 2:52, time for Mr. Zummer's Board Game of the Week.
Welcome once again for Board Game of the Week. Here we are.
All right. So today's Board Game of the Week is Rolling Realms.
Rolling Realms. All right. Very good. Explain.
So Rolling Realms is a print and play roll and write. So here's what that means.
I'm sure it is.
That's two categories. So print and play means that it's available online for free.
All right.
And you can print it out and play it at home.
Oh, wow.
And roll and write means it's a type of game where you roll some dice and then you use those numbers to fill in spots, kind of like a number puzzle almost.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So it's a game that was invented during the height of the pandemic for people to be able to learn a game over Zoom and play it online together.
Mm.
So it's something that you can do if maybe you are not living close to your family, but it's also still fun to play at the table.
Mm.
You can buy a pre-existing version that has little like whiteboard versions of all the cards, and that is $20, but otherwise it will cost you zero as long as you have a way to print it out.
We're not talking a 3D printer, it's just a paper printer.
No. You just Just a paper printer.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead.
So, in this game, you have a bunch of different realms that are based off of other games from the same publisher, okay. such as Wingspan, which I've talked about before, a bird game. But you don't need to be familiar with those. But each one has its own little puzzle, and you have spots to put the numbers. And so, let's say in one of them, there's a box that has one spot for each number on the die and some kind of corresponding benefit you get. So you roll a two, you use the two in that one. So now you can't, again, so if you roll a two next round, you have to put it in one of your other puzzles. So it's has some similarities, there's some similarities to like simultaneous games of Sudoku almost. And it sounds complicated, but it makes sense once you play it. And it takes, it goes pretty quick.
Do you need dice for it?
You do need dice, but you only need two. So you have your game of Monopoly, just steal the dice from it and roll those.
Utilizing other parts from other products. I like that.
Just remember to put them back or you're going to be sad later.
Yes, absolutely, right? And it's free. Otherwise, if you want to buy it, not print it out, what did you say it was? How much?
$20.
And it's called?
It is Rolling Realms.
Very good. Your board game of the week. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Board Game of the Week. Mr. Zomers off on a well-earned day off fishing tomorrow. We'll miss you, but here's a little programming note. Our friend Luke Mathers. Yes, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke on a Friday. Mr. Mathers in. Very, very good. Mr. Mathers in for the entire 2 hours tomorrow with Toddy. And there's a rumor. I don't like to, you know, as they sit on Hee Haw, I don't go around and spread rumors, so you better be sure to listen the first time. The rumor is we may in fact be graced by Brian Kelly on the same program. So it could be a phoenix, a rising of the phoenix of dueling tangents with Luke and Brian on hour number two of our show tomorrow. Because we're going to be talking about this very serious matter. This is breaking news, actually. The writers have voted to go on strike, the Hollywood writers, Screen Actors Guild writers. And that might hurt. They're already on strike. The actors, the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, has voted to go on strike. So the writers and the actors are on strike. And Brian Kelly is a member, I believe, of the Screen Actors Guild. So I'll be looking forward to that tomorrow. Also, I believe Kira Sabin is in tomorrow as well, our life coach and positivity psychologist. So a wonderful show tomorrow. I'll be with us then. We'll miss you, Mr. Zomers, but you enjoy yourself. We're going to end the show on a cheap thrill. And why not? Why? Sometimes I just lick my fingers and stand close to an electrical outlet just for the cheap thrill. But no, that's not
questionable.
Yeah, that is not this. This item comes from the Department of Cheap Thrills. Did you know that you could see with the naked eye the International Space Station crossing the night sky from your own yard? Well, if you're like my friend Kurt Kohler, you sure do. He got me onto this, and also my friend Tom. That's assuming you have a dark enough setting that you can see the night sky at all. As the station, the space station, crosses the night sky, it looks like a star, and a really bright one, as a matter of fact, like a shooting star almost, in really, really slow motion. There's not really a tail on it, but it's a really bright star. It's a fun thing to see. It costs you, this is almost like a board game of the week, it costs you nothing, nada, zilch. Hence, it's a cheap thrill. The trick is knowing where and when to look, or when and where to look. And for you only need to access web or Google. Google this. Just Google spot the station. Spot the station. Google that up, as my former boss used to say. And sign up for the national program. It'll send you alerts, tell you where it's from, visible for your location. The website, Spot the Station, has a map-based feature to track when and where to look as it flies over. Typically, alerts are sent out a few times each month when the station's orbit is near your location. You'll get notices only when ISIS, that's ISS, the space station, will be clearly visible. Spot the Station will tell you which direction to look in your night sky. And don't worry, the space station is bright. It's hard to miss if you're looking at the correct direction. The International Space Station launched in 1998 and has been continuously occupied by humans since November of 2000. Once you know how to spot the station, be sure to amaze your friends and neighbors with your superpower of predicting its path. There you go. Nice cheap thrill. It won't cost you anything. Go out there and look at the space station. Appreciate everyone being here today. Appreciate all the great calls, particularly David Waukesha. Appreciate Mr. Zomers. Have a great time fishing. And appreciate all of you for being here. No matter if you're fighting for what's right down in Waukesha, no matter what it is you believe in, do not give up.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.